Blog Talk Radio.
We in here, y'all. Top of the morning. Thursday morning, 3:17. Kelly Mine Bay, the morning drip. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hope y'all feeling good this morning. Hope y'all headed out in the direction. Right. I hope you got your I's dotted and your T's crossed. Giving praise to the Most High, because still I rise. That's what this is about. It's about positive energy, being productive on top of the planet mud. So thank y'all for coming through this morning. We'll be here soon. Yes, we is. Don't forget to follow us up. Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group, LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com, and go over to the we got the 501c3 nonprofit organization Health, or the Health.info. That's Health like the word healthcare. You have to use put the dashes through the word to access the website for the special donations. You can be anonymous. And you can be open. You can go get a receipt, and it is 100% tax deductible. The info for that is health, health.info. That's health, health.info. Okay, so thank y'all for that. Don't forget to catch Miss Tay Bay over there, queenkitty.net, for your feminine hygiene products. That's Queen Kitty. That's queenkitty.net and Queen Kitty at Instagram. So if you want the do-it-yourself kit, if you want to learn about how to get those blemishes off your credit, if you want to learn how to form your business formation, where you can get funded. And we know you go hustle and get to the money, but where you can get funded. You come off the press and your paper game so good that they go give you them dineros, then hit us up. That's what those forms are for. We got ebooks on the website at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group, and we coming out with a full fledged book on dropping soon on business formation A to Z. So that's what's going on here. So thanks y'all for coming in today. Go go ahead and get into the check on the topic. Okay, I hope y'all all right out there, man. I want to thank y'all for coming through from all around the world, and that's no BS. That ain't no just talking and just saying that, you know, I got the stat sheet. You know, I can tap in and see where everybody coming from. So I want to thank you because it's real spread out. And no matter if it's 5 or 10 of y'all listening in, you know, it's spread like dominoes, you know. If the news is good, what you can use, then you just pass it on to somebody, and we just keep rolling like that. So we don't never have to, we just pass it on. It can't be stopped like that. You just tell somebody, hey, check this out right here. Check that out. And that's how you do it. Word spreads, all right? Okay, so we're going to get into it about are you in denial of your ancestry? And I'll be taking some readings here. Like, I read a lot. If you want to hide something from a Negro, what they say, put it in the book. So what I learned to do is read. And I thank my mother for that. I used to wrestle with my mother about that. Yeah, we had wrestling matches, real full-fledged guerrilla warfare. Yeah, and I used to dig into the trenches and like, hey, I'm not, this reading, what is this for? Man, this garbage. The same thing I see the little ones try to do now. Try to buck. Man, what is this for? Because I thought I knew better than Mama Bear or Papa Bear. See, that's what we think. We think we know more than Mama Bear or Papa Bear. And that's where you get yourself in trouble. See, when you don't honor them, your mother and your father, yeah, that's when you get yourself into trouble because they already done been through that. And you just think they lame and old, but in reality, They already been through that. So that's what was up. My mother used to force me to read. She used to make me to read, and she had this what I at the time was this little silly collection of books. And there's a bunch of European little children and stuff in there, and they, you know, they teach little stories about messing with dogs and with sticks, you know, and they might, and when dogs got rabies, and little Johnny Appleseed, and all kinds of little that stuff that I thought was pure garbage. And it was a whole collection of them. It had to be 30 of them. Man, she had 30 of these books on there, and they was, all of them looked the same, but they had different titles on them. And I had to read this collection, and I had to sit down for 30 minutes every day and read the book. And I used to buck for 30 minutes. Do you hear me, man? I used to sit at the table way more time. I'd have probably read the collection 3 times if I, as much time as I sit there. Then in the end, I might have to read the book. So during my sojourn of traveling, during my sojourn of getting out of trouble, just running, being a knucklehead, because not listening again, not honoring mother and father, I had to pick up books, whatever it was, because I was in them type of places that you're going to need something to occupy your mind to set you free. And I always understood that, obviously, that freedom is in the mind and not actually in the physical containment. So I picked up books, whatever I could read. I don't care what it was, Bibles, all that. I picked up all that. And I read from the front of the book to the end. And I don't care if I start going in the book and I start reading and then get bored, because some people are always bored. And they just get like, well, did you read all? No, it was way too slow. Well, I'd have been through plenty of books like that. And they start off like that, where I wanted to put them down. And I thank the creator that I finished reading them, because they picked up and made sense, and I gathered stuff for them. So it taught me not to judge a book by its cover. You see? Oh, man, look at something or look at somebody, and then you judge them by that. Okay? So I'm thankful to her for that, because now I read, study. And that's the only way you're going to get ahead. That's the only way you'll get further is getting into something. Even you can't just pick up Google. You can't just pick up Google. That stuff be controlled. You got to go back into the archives. You got to go get old texts. Yeah, you got to get old texts. You got to remember when this compact was formed, called the United States and all this stuff over here. We talking about the 1700s. So, hey, we got to be reading stuff. We got to be reading stuff from books from those eras. We got to be reading the law books and stuff in those areas about the documents and stuff, so we can see, because they change stuff now. And it's like they got thousands of revisions of religious books. Yeah, they got thousands of revisions of they change the revision, revise stuff all the time. Okay, so are you in denial of your ancestry? All right. Who are Moors, Asiatics, and Americans? I got a couple books here that I'm going to be reading. I'm going to be taking these readings from these pamphlets. This is not my, what I'm reading to you is not mine. I'm reading to you from R.V. Bay Publications and in conjunction with Brother Mizraim E.L. So I got two books here through the brothers and sisters, Moors, that I study. And, they're about our ancestry. So, like, we go read them. We go read that. This going to be a couple parts to this series right here, because we go get into it about what's going on. All right. So let me start this one off. Are you in denial of your ancestry? Let me get my spectacles on. Let me get my lenses on here. We gonna go into this. Because if our own don't tell you, only place you go get the story from, you go get his story. And his story ain't doing nothing but give you black history. His story paints you as a black with limited history. Black history? Man, black is that ain't even old. Man, black history ain't even old. We ancient people. Can't you see the melanin? Man, black history ain't nothing. That's a couple hundred years. Yeah, that's a couple hundred years, man. Shit, we could dig up some dog shit older than that. Yeah, we could pick up some mammal turds. We could find some turds around here older than that. Some fossilized turds. Man, get out of here, man. Shit, my people, shit, 10,000 to 12,000 years ago been around here. What you talking about? Shit, my DNA, your records told me that. Shit, okay. So, are you in denial of ancestry? Here we go. After doing research and studies into law and rural history, I found it not very difficult to trace the Moors. I also quickly realized that any scholar or researcher, regardless to who they are or from where they may originate, have and can easily find the same extensive history, information, and other relative things which I have found. I concur to that. Even a child attempting grade school could find this impacting information. The people in the North American continent with melanated skin have accepted the changing of their identity every 20 years or so. Correct. Negroes, black, colored, Afro-American, African-American, etc. This is an obvious and common display of vagueness about their identity. The potential social and political problems or issues that have arisen in the North American continent are as a result of their lack of knowledge of their national identity and is due to the miseducation that was and still is imposed upon them. And I agree with that. Because after doing 14 years in a prison cell and coming home and walking away from that, serving them the news, and I see so many people when they're in situation, they don't know that they could travel without a license. I mean, it's just so many things. They don't know that they could do business and write literature without going through these people, paying these people to do business. They don't understand the First Amendment of the Constitution, which gives you the freedom, the religious freedom clause, so you can publish pamphlets and manuals like these. They don't understand that. So people just go in and start doing business with them. Then you wonder why they're taxing you. And you got to pay on the Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So that's how that goes. At law, antecessor means from whom an heir derives an inheritance. Many of the children may not know when they read about Moors that they are tracking their own history. It is an interesting dynamic, however, that many of the contemporary historians and scholars rarely mention the clear and unequivocal bloodline and pedigree connection of illustrious Moors to the so-called low-status Negroes, African-Americans, coloreds, blacks, Indians, Latinos, etc. of the North American continent. The words ancestor and ancestry comes from the old Moorish Latin word antecessor. Antecessor means one from whom a person has descended. Okay? Okay, again, I'm going to read that again. At law, antecessor means from whom an heir derives an inheritance. Many of the children may not know when they read about Moors that they are tracking their own history. It is an interesting dynamic, however, that many of the contemporary historians and scholars rarely mention the clear and unequivocal bloodline and pedigree connection of illustrious Moors to the so-called low-status Negroes, African Americans, colored, blacks, Indians, Latinos, etc., of the North American continent. The word ancestor and ancestry comes from the old Moorish Latin word antecessor. Antecessor means ones from whom a person has descended. And all the blacks are claiming Jesus. But if you go read in the Bible and read the book of Ruth, and you will see his great-great-great-grandma is Ruth. Okay? Ruth married Boaz. Boaz had Obed. Obed had Jesse. Jesse went to have David. Jesse dated. Jesus' lineage, Yahushua's lineage. So if you're going to claim y'all Jesus, that's why you don't understand, because you got Jesus. See, that's what was given to you. You never was given Yahushua. If you had Yahushua, you knew you was a Moor, because if he was here, that would be his bloodline. Ruth was a Moabitess from the land of Moab. So you read your Bible and you see that. Oh, she was from Moab, and it says in the Bible they was from a people who wasn't blessed by God. Well, she had to be blessed. Hell, Naomi couldn't even have no babies. Hell, she went on over there and not only sacrificed and went and took care of her mother-in-law, man, left her own people. She had to be a good upbringing. Left her own people, went with her mother-in-law, and then was blessed for Yahushua to come through. Amongst others. Man, get out of here. She had to be blessed. Hell, Jesse, David, all of them come through her. What you mean? She was from not a chosen people of God. Man, they'll put anything in the word when man put his hand to it. Okay, anyway, let's go. Further research revealed the immeasurable influence and social economic impact made upon the entire world by the Moors. It also revealed the countermeasures that were instituted by the conquest-oriented powers of the Crusaders, Christendom, for the purposes of hiding or destroying that Moorish power and influence. That's why they burnt all the books everywhere they went. Y'all don't understand. Y'all better listen. There were many motives for such ignorance or historical absent-mindedness. All were an apparent intentional act against the so-called Negroes, Blacks, Coloreds, Latinos, African-Americans, and Indians, who are actually the Moors, who are the all-encompassing mothers and fathers of the human family, the founders of civilization. Do I need to read that again? Yeah, slow it down for him, Suleiman. Give it back to him again. Further research revealed the immeasurable influence and socio-economic impact made upon the entire world by the Moors. It also revealed the countermeasures that were instituted by the conquest-oriented powers of the Crusaders, Christendom, I would understand, for the purposes of hiding or destroying that Moorish power and influence. There were motives for such ignorance or historical absent-mindedness. All were an apparent intentional act against the so-called Negroes, Blacks, Coloreds, Latinos, African-Americans, and Indians, who are actually the Moors, who are all-encompassing mothers and fathers of the human of civilization. They have many names, both tribal and political, throughout the world history. I'm going to mark that. Yeah, I'm going to mark that because the prophet told us, Prophet Noble Drew Ali, told us to study Spanish because a lot of our history is hidden in Spanish. See, they called us Saracens before. They called us Berbers before. See, you got to go start looking, understand what these names. So they say again, they have many names, both tribal and political. So you got a tribal name that you know among yourselves, a tribal name, then a political name that the political powers will go call you, okay, throughout world history. This is closer to the truth about the origin of the mistreatment, subjugation, oppression, and enslavement of the so-called blacks in North America, because we all under oppression. We all under slavery. We all under colonialism. If you don't, that's what you're living under. They from Europe, so obviously they foreigners. So the reason we being subjugated because we the real people of the land. See, that's why you had to be made a citizen so they could tax you and you wouldn't have no representation. Other than that, then they would have to leave because they wouldn't have nobody to tax. Because you, the majority here, all of us, man, you just see what it said. You just see what it said, the majority of us. So if it's talking to the Negroes, the Blacks, the Coloreds, the Latinos, African-American Indians, we all the Moors, we all the same people. Okay, prove it. Okay, we're going to keep going. Most researchers, even those who have adopted for themselves the contemporary coined names or labels of Black, Negro, Colored, Indian, Latino, African-American, etc., with an exception of a few, never seem to come back to the truth arena with the pen and say, I found R, the Black's true lineage, and have written it for all to see. We, so-called Blacks, are the direct descendants of the Moors. This is not what Noble Drew Ali brought us. The history of those with the melanated skin goes back beyond the modern biblical days. Moors were referred to as the Moabites from the land of Moab during those writings. The stories in the scriptures are written about the Moab's fall in humanity or fall from grace. The Moor represents the paternal identification derived from the mother. It is a collective term of the offspring of the mother, the matriarch, Moabitess. The Moors are the sinners who perish day by day for a lack of knowledge. Yet instill the kingdom of heaven belongs to them if they will repent from their sinful ways, as ignorance is what they display, and ignorance is a huge sin which carries much trial and tribulation. Listen, what the sin is, ignorance, sin to be black, to be blacked out. What about Africa? And for those who claim to have come from Africa or have African descent, they have to claim that they too are Moors by the very definition. Additionally, we know now that this, the North American continent, was once referred to as Northwest Africa. See, we're going to make all the points. Are y'all listening? Are y'all listening? See? Hopefully, this clears up some of the confusion involving contentions, involving connections to Africa. We also know now that the entire landmass on this planet was once called Asia. Some of us learned in school about Asia Minor being in the east, but not much talk was made about Asia Major. One would recognize, obviously, if there exists an Asia Minor, there would have to be an Asia Major, correct? Asia Major is here in the Western Hemisphere. Try to say that a bunch of times. Asia Major, Asia Major, Asia, man. Asia Major is here in the Western Hemisphere, encompassing the North American continent. This is why you have heard people identify themselves as the Asiatic Black Man. Let us not leave out Ethiopia. It is a name that represents a division in the land. In fact, what you now know as Egypt, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Somalia was once called Nubia. This is why some people identify themselves as Nubian. See? To this point, I think we can see that one must know the history and heritage and put the pieces of the puzzle together. Okay? So, okay, I remember that. I remember school, and they talked about Asia Minor. So, yeah, you got to think, okay, if it's Asia Minor, why it got to be Asia Major? And the same thing, that's how we're dumbed down we is. The same thing while we was in school and we pledged allegiance to the flag. The other one was right there and nobody said, oh, what about that flag? We didn't know that this, we was in the public, but it is a republic. But now they call it democracy and republic. But the other flag was in the republic where they didn't want you to be because that's where freedom reigns. That's who, where you are as the people. That's where your birthrights and your heritage is. Huh? Man, that's where you indigenous, aboriginal, indigenous, native, not taxed. But they didn't want you that, but we never asked. So that's what happened to us. It's a curse. It's a sin to be lack of knowledge. So look what happened. A bunch of trials and tribulations coming. Ain't that what it just said? Yet and still the kingdom of heaven belongs to them if they will repent from their sinful ways, as ignorance is what they display. And ignorance is a huge sin which carries much trial and tribulation. See, when you read, you got to highlight the high points, key points, okay? Okay? So, there is no debate that the people of melanated skin who refer to themselves as Negroes, Coloreds, Latinos, African Americans, Indians, and Blacks today have been and still are in search of their true history and heritage, wherein they will discover their national identity. It is not so much that the information isn't available, as much as it is the way in which it has been presented or not presented, as well as how it has been perceived. And those are keys, how you present it and how it's perceived. So the right spirit. The perception is based on the limited knowledge and the lack of reference points. One must seek and ye shall find. We know and sometimes even boast with pride that we are the mothers and fathers of civilization. We pull bits and pieces of information together in an attempt to apply ourselves. Yet we have, on a massive scale, failed to declare common unity. Being of a nationhood, which automatically relates to nationality, is absolutely necessary to be in the family of nations, let alone to be the mothers and fathers of civilization. Correct. As a result, what we have is still a people divided. We recognize now the term black, as in black history, did not exist until 1960s or so. And so it is an artificial construction or slave deluding brand, just as the words Negro, colored, black, Indian, Latino, African American are artificial constructs. No rights are imparted to any person that identifies themselves by those artificial foreign corporate constructs. See? That's the sin. That's the trials and tribulation. See, we hold on to names that delude to slavery. It ain't so much that you got the European name. Okay, we know that's his name that we didn't attach on to our family, and you got to get that back to him. But we know that was a free European's name because he was free. And if that was even his name, that might have been his doing business ass name. Okay, but we got to get ours back in the right perspective. We just got to understand that. You can't be an artificial person. And if you be an artificial person, then you belong to them under them tags. They got them coined. They slave tags. That's why they created them 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. Tie us back up. Okay, let's go. Let's keep going. Let me get on down here. You on Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Follow us at health.info. That's health-e-a-l-t-a.info. And follow us at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. That's where you get your do-it-yourself ebooks and some things of that nature to help you out with anything with credit repairing information and stuff like that. You could do it all yourself and know how to get on their heads as a natural person, as a consumer, as a natural person, and get this stuff taken off and start finding these people. Start finding these people. Shoot, they sending you a collection. They got more fines on that collection sheet than they charging you for. Believe that. I could circle more fines on there that you could get violations and pay for than they sending you a bill for, and they start leaving you alone. You start getting them checks. So like, hit us up. So that for the donations for the nonprofit charity organization that goes out in California and Texas and does a lot on the ground in the communities. We need help, finances to raise a nation. Our people, if our people don't help us, who we gonna wait for? We'll help for the same people to keep their foot on us so they can put stipulations on us. Nah, this for us. Foo-boo, for us, by us. So help, health-e-a-l-t-a.info. Again, Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group for your do-it-yourself ebooks, and legalempowermentgroup101.com if you want to go vicious. Visit the official site and need the information if you want to get some consultation or you want to set up a program for a portfolio or something like that, then hit us up there. And don't forget, if you need some feminine hygiene, to check Miss Tay Bay out at queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram. And yeah, and then the listening number, if you listen in, you got the listening call-in number is 914-205-5502, and we will do those on Fridays. Let me get some more water, and we'll get back to it. Okay. Turning point in history. One of the most decisive battles in world history was fought by the Moors and the Crusaders, led by Alfonso for the Crusaders at Poitiers in 732. This is a turning point event that ultimately led to the travel by Columbus and the conquest of the North American continent and the establishment of colonies, wherein they began with the specific labeling of the Moors as Indians, Negroes, Coloreds, Blacks, Latinos, Africans, American, etc. Okay. At one point, they were even so-called Afro-Americans. I remember that, which lasted for a very short period. I suppose the calling or identifying one as a hairdo was much too obvious that these people were lacking a proper identity. These labels were actually the beginning of the enslavement of the people on this, the North American soil, as the origins of the conquest began way back. It covers the Punic Wars, the Roman Franks, the Crusades, the feudal wars wherein the Magna Carta was drawn up, and more Christian crusaders before the intrusion or reinsurgence on North American soil. See, we getting lessons, y'all. We getting lessons. Did you know that? As for those who want to trace the Moors of Spain to Spain or to Spanish or Spaniards, be my guest. Do so and find the trace comes back to those of melanated skin. Upon visiting those geographic locations or talking with the people there, you will find they have recorded this as historical facts. Those Moors forcibly converted by the Crusaders to Christendom were referred to as Moriscos or Moriscas. Okay? Moriscos of or pertaining to the Moors, Moorish. B, a Moor, 1577, the Moorish language, 1678. Morisco, Spain. Okay, Moresco is from Latin, Moresco, Moro, Moorish, adjective, of or pertaining to the Moors. B, a Moor, 1577, the Moorish language, 1678. Morisco, 1550, Spanish, Morisco, from Moor, Kira Morisco. A, adjective, of or pertaining to the Moors. Moorish. B, a Moor, especially one of the Moors in Spain, 1550. Those are the readings at the bottom. Shortly after the North American conquest by Christopher Columbus in 1492, an edict was put out by Philip II in 1511, stating that all Moors would no longer be called Moors, but would be called Spaniards, hence the Spanish-American War on American soil or the Spanish Inquisition. As they, the colonists, came over the North American soil with their conquering mentality and gross disrespect of nature, the natural people, of course, fought back. The natural people, Moors, who were already in the North American continent under various political and tribal names, were also branded as West Indians. After all, this was the West, and the people they encountered in India looked like the people they encountered here in the North American continent. This is because they were the same people. The same goes for the Omics, Mayans, and Aztecs. The modern-day archaeologists and historians will say that the Omic civilization preceded the Mayans and the Aztecs and will address them as if they are different civilizations of a separate people. They preceded them because they are their ancestors, wherein remnants of those civilizations are found in the same area, mostly Central and South America. And this is the excerpt from National Geographic's 1988 issue, The Moors of Spain. The remote Apodoros region in the mountains of southeastern Spain proved a refuge for more than a century to Spanish Muslims fleeing religious persecution after the recapture of Granada in 1492. Keeping to their isolated sanctuary, those Moors who had refused to accept Christianity endured until the early 1600s, when the long arm of the Spanish Inquisition finally drove them into exile. Like earlier refugees, most settled in the coastal cities of North Africa. Mm-hmm. And this is a picture of an archaeologist sitting in front of the Omic stone. It's over 5,000 years old, they calculated. Omic means Old Mexico or Omexum, indicative of the mixing of people. Hence, America is referred to as the Great Melting Pot. There were laboratories wherein scientific genetic experiments were done, mostly in Central and South America. Genesis means the history of genetics, also translates to or from the genus of Isis, Genesis. There is nothing new under the sun. The features of this 5,000-year-old stonehead support the fact that we are the mothers and fathers of civilization on the planet. There are stoneheads even older than this one. Remember the Genesis, genes of Isis, the owls where they was at. As long as the people who call themselves black, negro, colored, etc., don't know their true identity in history, they will find themselves locked out of civil and social order and or positions of authority in any true or appreciable degree. They will also never know when they are reading about themselves. The interesting thing is that the rest of the world does know, and they are waiting for them to figure it out and honor their mothers and fathers, waiting for them to stop fighting in the wars that rape other nations across the planet in the name of America. Yet many of the natural people of America are unconscious of their national name and birthright. They are the ones who are in the belly of the beast. The world knows that Ameru, or North America, is homeland of the Moabite Moors. The world knows. The world knows that Ameru is the homeland of the Moabite Moors. But the Moors don't know. Other nations must think they have amnesia or that they are completely out to lunch. How many recall the hostages of Iran back in 1979? If you do, you may also recall the first and rather quick releasing of hostages off of a plane on national television. All of those who were released were of melanated skin. I remember it well as I was watching it with my mother. They kept the cameras at a distance, and not once did they show a close-up of the hostages being released. I got to go study that. About the Iran, because I was only 4. Some of y'all elders listening might know. Okay. He said, it is not to wonder why. Other nations know that those with melanated skin as a collective were not the ones waging war against them. Yet the people who they released didn't know that much about themselves, and today they continue to fight in wars for the colonists in the name of the United States of North America under a demos democracy form of government that isn't even supported or referred to in their constitution. And the constitution don't support nothing but a Republican form of government, and every state constitution don't support nothing but a Republican form of constitution. Go read the Bill of Rights in your state, and go read the United States Constitution, and it'll tell you that the Republican form of government is guaranteed throughout the Union. And that's it. Okay? The colonists are erroneously called corporate America, a body of people from Europe, colonists. occupying North America are falsely claiming to be Americans and are doing horrible social and political torture to other people in other nations in the name of America. Yeah, they sure are. And how you know you under occupation, because all you got to do is go below the tracks and you see how the police, the regular police, patrol, and then you go up across the tracks and you see how they patrol. They're not around. So who are they protecting to serve? Who entered? They're trying to keep the niggas in check. They're trying to keep you niggas in check. That's what they're doing. And we got to call a spade what it is. See, because they're not even sanctioned. And really, the only people to sanction is the one that's elected officials. Because in the republic, if the people hold the sovereign power and they elect officials to wield that power for them, to do their business for them, to bid for them. That's why the sovereign states or 50 states are sovereign. You see, they created the federal government. The federal government don't supersede them. The federal government only have rights that's enumerated to them through the Constitution, with everything in the Constitution retained to the people in the states. Yeah, that's what Amendment 9 and 10 tell you. See, you got to read the Constitution. That's the supreme law of the land and all the treaties that go with it. But they never taught us that in the public food system. Why wouldn't they teach us the supreme law of the land? Huh? As a matter of fact, time out, break, because I keep the Constitution right here. Everybody in your house, get you some Black's Law Dictionary. It's a good one to have. Is the seventh edition by Brian A. Garner. He, the editor-in-chief, is abridged by Brian A. Garner, the seventh edition Black's Law. It has the U.S. Constitution in the back. Get it in the house for your children. So I can support everything what I'm telling you right now with a Constitution. I could give it to you real fast and quick in a hurry so you can see. Okay, so Article 1 of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, and I think it's Clause 17, Section 8, yeah, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, yeah, 17. To exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles square, as made by session of particular states and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of the government of the United States, and to exercise a like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislator of the state in which the same shall be, for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. So what that's saying is that the United States, the government, and what you call the United States is only 10 square miles, and it's the District of Columbia. And they have the state capital. That's where they have jurisdiction at the state capital, because that's where they do their legislature. They get the consent of their legislator for the state capital, so they got jurisdiction there. That's part of the United States, all right? And any erection of forts, National Guard, the magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needs for building. That's it. And the other territories that they have, which is Guam, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, American Samoa, and Northern Mariana Islands. That's it. That's what the United States have jurisdiction over. So if you think the 50 states is the United States, no. The United States, the federal government, is the 50 states created. All right? So that's the understanding that you need to have right there on that aspect. Also, they have... Also, it tells you right here in the Constitution, right here, Article 4, Section 4, the United States should guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government. If you read any, that's in the United States Constitution. If you read any of your state constitution, go read your Bill of Rights in there and your state constitution, pull it up, and you go see it's a Republican form of government. So where did they get this other stuff at, all right? You go down to Article 6 in the Constitution. It tells you, it says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States, that's two, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, that's three, or which shall be made, that's four things, under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. So they just told you, the Constitution, the laws of the United States, the treaties that's already made, and the treaties that's going to be made under the United States is the supreme law of the land. All the judges are bound to it. Okay, then it goes down and say the senators and representatives before mentioned, and the members of the several state legislators, and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to the Constitution. But no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Yeah, they don't play that religious stuff. Y'all be thinking this type of this religion. They ain't got no religion in here. Y'all didn't know that? They don't have religion. They don't care about religion. Y'all the one thinks that this is a Christian nation. Amendment 1 of the Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assembly and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Hell, you could be your own publisher. Hell, you could publish your own books. Hell, I just told you right there. The freedom. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, so you can make your religious establishment, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech. Hey, you can have you a talk show if you can talk somewhere for free. You know, you ain't got to pay nobody to have a talk show, but except for the people that you going on air, okay? Or of the press, that's your books, you're writing your books, or the right of the people peaceably to assembly, your congregation, or to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So that's Amendment 1. Utilize these tools. Utilize them, see? So we just went to Article 6, Article 4, Amendment 1. Okay, what else? Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. See, it's giving you, laying out what the United States can and can't do. The people who perform, who created them is the power. So that's what a republic is, okay? So that's what a republic is, and that's what we're trying to get an understanding of. And so back over here, okay, we've talked about we're back to the colonists, or erroneously called corporate America, okay? The body of people from Europe, colonists, occupying North America, are falsely claiming to be Americans and are doing horrible social and political torts to other people in other nations in the name of America. America is the name of two continents, an isthma, and a multiplicity of islands, North America, South America, and Central America. The United States of America is not a singular nation. It includes Haiti and the Dominican Republic and the South American states. Yet people will say, or rather repeat, the Haitians are trying to come to America. They are already in America. They are Americans by way of the very continent they live on. One is not solely identified by the continent, although it identifies the geographical boundaries of their aboriginal indigenous status. Anything else makes them foreign to that land, as in a colonist who supplants or establishes a colony in a different nation, like they did. One from the continent of Africa in the east would say they are Nigerian or Somalian, etc., from the continent of Africa. Mexicans are Americans. Mexican is derived from the old Moorish word amexum, meaning the mixing. It identifies the characteristics of the land, the great melting pot. It is ludicrous how one might say there are so many, I say it so y'all can understand, the Mexicans in Texas or California, etc., when Mexicans are indigenous to the land. The colonists are not indigenous to the land. They are European. They are not white people. White is not a national identity, just as black is not. However, we have gone along with the colors for identity game and allowed or accepted them as being white and we being black and others being light-skinned black-colored people or dark-skinned black-colored people, etc. This practice is unheard of in the human family. The colonists identify with the European states. However, this is not Europe. NATO nationality origins apply to all people in all continents across the globe. See? Corporate person, natural person. The European colonists have created corporate names such as New Jersey Incorporated or California Incorporated, named after the Moorish king, Queen Khalifa, which identifies the corporate union states they formed and applies to those who subscribe to being a corporate citizen thereof. As they are also corporate brand names such as Negroes, Coloreds, Blacks, and White, etc., meaning you can be of the New Jersey Territory or a citizen of the New Jersey Corporation. Look on the correspondence of or on the plaque of any courthouse of any city. You will see the corporate seal showing the establishment date of the corporation. They are colorably running the government as corporations, no doubt. Being identified corporately makes you a corporate person, not a natural person. At law, there is a clear distinction between rights of a natural person and the limited protections of a corporate person, as a corporation has no right to refuse to submit to due process of law. That's right. Just like Ted had his day in court. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember little Ted the Bear? That's the story of the Negro. The blacks, the colors, the whites, the Indians, the Latinos. That's the story of you. Go read it. Go watch that. Go watch it. Ted and Ted, too, the little bear. They was talking shit, swallowing with spit, shaking his little wee-wee, getting high. Yeah, had his girlfriend, everything. He had his day in court. Ba-bam! Hit the gravel. Sit your black ass down, Ted. That's what they told him. I'm going to be frank and talk how it is. Told you, sit your dumb ass down, nigga. That's what they said to him. And they put old Ted down. Yep, that's basically what they said, but they just did it in a professional way. Told him, man, we created you. You're a creation of fiction of the imagination, and, hey, we could do what you as will. Go study it. It's about the 14th Amendment. They laughed all the way to the bank on us. It is imperative that you declare your free national name, which has been buried and hidden from the people in the North American continent. The reason for this burial of identity is because the nationality and birthright has been stolen so that you would not know your claim, making it easier for them to violate your natural rights as they have. Yet you are in part responsible, and as you have not claimed, nor do you exercise your natural inalienable birthrights. Therefore, you waive them. And so it ought to be clear that the problem is not racism. It is birthright theft. See? The colonists did not want colonists. The colonists did what colonists do. They set up colonies and take over by sucking the life out of the resources of wherever they squat. This practice of occupational theft by the European colonists and their democracy, which usually follows, is a slight to all the United States of America and to the world, to the point where many of the true and legitimate American citizens do not want to be associated with the occupational political body falsely claiming to be Americans in North America, and they do want to be associated with the negative acts that have been and still are being done in the name of America. And they do not, want to be associated with the negative acts that have been and still are being done in the name of America. Colony. 1. After Roman use, a settlement of colonists in a hostile or newly conquered country. 2. In modern use, 1. A settlement in a new country, a body of settlers forming a community politically connected with their parent state. The community so formed as long as the connection lasts. 2. A number of people of one nationality residing in a foreign city or country. The quarter thus occupied. Colonist, one who settles in a new country, an inhabitant of a colony. Colonized, to settle a country with colonists, to plan or establish a colony. The occupational political body of Europeans falsely claiming to be Americans or colonists who have usurped the republic and supplanted it with a non-constitutional demo-democracy. And they will do so, as explained in the above definition, for as long as the connection lasts. Some of the European colonists were granted limited authority to do trade in North America by way of a Treaty of Amity and Commerce, Treaty of Peace and Friendship, 1787, which is represented by the trading banner of Amity and Commerce, the Star-Spangled Banner. See? Did you know that? There was, in fact, an area quartered off for them to operate in connection with their parent state, Europe. Their area was Washington, D.C., district area. See? We just read that. See how it comes back? See how the universe opens up? We just read that. The Capitol was designed by them. By then, Chief Justice Ben Bay, known and written in their history books as Benjamin Bannister. Y'all remember they taught us about Benjamin Bannister? You didn't know his name was Chief Justice Ben Bay. You didn't know that he wrote the Almanac and all kinds of other stuff, right? Mapped it out for him. The true location of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is not the White House, as you know today. It is still standing 3 blocks by 4 blocks, large building now called the Executive House. Go to Washington, D.C., and you will see it for yourself. 1600 Washington, huh? Three blocks by 4 blocks on the Executive House, huh? Would that be the old Morris Palace? Go to Washington, D.C., and you will see it for yourself. This was one of the original buildings constructed by the Moors, but has been hidden as a result of the burying of the true history. It is still today the correct block and lot location of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
with the use of deceitful measures and contracts and the placement of the natural peoples into slavery, which led to institutionalized slavery, the reconstruction of the history, and outright murdering and lynching of the people, both men, women, and children. They were able to successfully summon the people into subscribing to their trickery as they expand in their reign. They operate from contracts. They are not operating within the agreement, the United States Republic Constitution. However, the Constitution does not interfere with anyone's right to contract, so all is fair if you agree to contract, even in the face of ignorance of facts. That's right. These contracts are, for the most part, not full disclosure contracts. They are adhesions or adherent contracts, meaning they carry with them hidden meanings. For an example, the birth certificate is a bondage instrument signed by the parent willfully but unknowingly, which places the child in immediate slavery. The child becomes a ward of the state, meaning one, they belong to the state, state property, and two, they are a slave. Ward appears to be a kinder word for slave. It has the same association, a belonging to something, not free. The colonists operating now as the American democracy have cleverly and deceitfully turned their privilege of doing business in North America into a secured sovereign right claimed only for themselves, excluding others, excluding the true sovereign Moors that they have branded slaves with misnomers of blacks, Negroes, colored, etc. The colonist demos democracy are the foreign corporations that are colorably running a pseudo-government. They are corporately running an unconscious nation, and they do not want the natural people to realize, discover, or become aware of the fact that they are the true foreigners who are not indigenous to this land. It's obvious they're from Europe. For such consciousness would establish the recognition of their alien status and thus their illegitimacy as government and as Americans. This is why the occupying Europeans avoid the use of national names in literature. This is also why they are trying to make the driver's license a national identity card. They don't have a national identity card or a claim to this land. Huh. In addition, this is why they propagate colors as pseudo-identities of people, as if people were crayons or little boys and girls, minors, hence the political status minorities. Thus the reason for the social, political, legal term minority being applied to the people. Ward, one, the office or position of guardian. The guardianship and custody of the person and lands of a minor with all profits accruing during his minority. Ooh. Two, the state or condition of being a ward, the condition of being under guardianship as a minor. Minor, minority, the state or condition of a minor, emphasis, opposite of majority. So you think it means your color. No, you keep you incapacitated. And they got you as a ward, and they taking over all your land and all the profits of why you a minority. That's why when you come of age of majority, when you're 18, you're supposed to claim that you a sound age and take over the trust. See, because they got you in the beneficiary position, and that's how they say, oh, okay. Well, you let them know, hey. And but other than that, you just go put the claim on this all what's been done to us. It's so much evidence. Like all this right here, what we're reading, it's so much evidence against them and what they have done. Okay? So you could go trace all this, and we go here and finish this part on part two. We'll get back into reading because there'll be a lot of information on who we are and who they are. Listen, all the judges, all the representative, all the officials that took an oath or affirmation to support the Constitution. Now, they have subverted it because they're doing colonist business, democracy, like they say. They're doing demo business, demon business. So they charge and tax you. Listen, I don't drive with a license. I don't drive with I don't travel with license. I don't travel with plates like y'all have. I got private stuff. I got Moorish identification and student ID and travel card. The times that I've been pulled over, I had a bad experience the first time that I came out victorious as my Moorish blood prevailed, and the second time my Moorish blood prevailed, it was beautiful. So that's only two times I had, and just come from a person who walked away from all their teachings and beliefs and all their stipulations that say you got to check in and all that stuff. Gave it back to them, put them on notice, just follow what I seen them believe and let them know I'm here. I have arrived. I'm back, the prodigal son. Yes, he has arrived. He's back home. Everything that he has belonged to him now. It never left out his. It's because you've been running around here using it. And then once you wake up, you're at home. And then once everybody wake up, then like the Prophet Noble Drew Ali said, they're going to have to tread to some water, and they're going to head back to Europe. They're 3,000 miles away from home. See? You're going to see them in boxcars going back home. Get back on horn, get on them boats, and get on back home. Yeah, you've been occupying, you done raped and pillaged, you done got a good old living. Now you better take what you got and go on back to the real. We'll do business with you. We'll shake a hand and extend a hand and do business to you. We good people. Like Cat Williams said, we good people. We ain't harmed you, did nothing to you yet. Man, if we ain't did nothing to you, we fighting each other. If we ain't did nothing to you yet, for white folks, that's what y'all call yourself, white folks. We ain't going to do nothing to you if we ain't did nothing to you already. And that's what the prophet said. Don't harm the European when you get on top. That's your fellow man. See, you can't keep perpetuating the same thing. It'll be a revolving cycle. We the civilizers, the mothers and fathers of civilization, so we got to civilize. So that's what this is about. We got to get back into that. And we got to just really focus up. Who are we? What's your descendancy? Look, everybody claiming Jesus. We heard about the power in the name. Well, his name not Jesus. So obviously not no power. And he told us the truth set us free. And we not free. So evidently what they teaching us about Jesus and this fiction, this person, this false prophet, I'm going to just say what it is, that they call Jesus, hey, it ain't gave us no power. Other than are the merciful creator being merciful to us just because we're the original, we're the originators. And it's time to get on the boat. It's time to realize. It's time to get. That's been your open enemy. That's what his forefathers leaned on. You need to know who Yahshua is. I didn't tell you to get rid of Yahushua. I told you to give Christianity and their Bible back to them. You could study it. You could figure it out. It's got your history in it. Yeah. It's got your history in it. For you to use and understand when you get salvation on earth for their foremothers and fathers. Can't knock them for that, and that's what they've been doing. They've been getting their earthly salvation. But we got a way, a creed in a way, and it's for our earthly and divine salvation. We divine beings. See? That's why the illustrious prophet brought us back. He said Islamism, not Islam, what they teaching today, not Islam. Yeah, not the Christianity, what they teaching today, not Judaism, what they taught to the world. They gave people down watered-down versions. It never taught you about the I am self. I self, law, and master. You the Lord and God of the plane. You yourself is. Individually with the Creator. Then collectively. So they never gave that. They gave you to depend on outside of yourself. Thou shall not. You ain't supposed to be, I shall not harm nobody. I shall not do today. Not thou shall not. Make it look like it's outside of you. While they telling you thou shall not, they doing everything thou shall not do. And living on top of the rural. You just got to get to understand what's going on, knowing who you are and why you're being subjugated. Why is everybody keeping their foot on you? Why are you down? Why are everybody else will come over here and come up? They allow everybody else to come up except you, Rahu, right up inside of here. Martin Luther King told us, why they're giving everybody land and right here, the Negro, you wasn't giving us nothing. You're giving everybody land. We right here at home. You know you took this from us. They don't want to come up to that. So they're not going to give it away peacefully. They took it in blood. They're not going to give it away peacefully. You got to get yourself ready. Quit living out there. Quit renting. Man, get you some homes. Get you some land out way out. Go back and find where you got roots at land. And it's time to bunker up, bunker down, get together with each other. That's what it's about, y'all. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to continue to love each other and work and I just want to thank y'all for just coming through so much. I really do. Thank y'all for coming all through. We heading on out of here. Don't forget to follow us at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. That's for your do-it-yourself kits. Hey, man, we got them on there in the e-books, and we got some more coming out, too. This is going to be bad, man. We'll help you get through it, help you build that business where it can come off the press, and they give you a couple hundred thousand, give you 50, 60, 70,000 votes so you can go do what you want. Instead of having all moms and pop store, you got a dollar store, everything in there, $2 and $3. Then you got a 50-cent store. You buying everything with your money and your black dollars. Nah, man, business is supposed to be set up to borrow. So that's what it's about. So Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group, and follow us at go to legalempowermentgroup101.com if you want consultation to set up a business plan or business formation for you the right way where you can get funded. For donations that are nonprofit charitable, 501c3 is 100% tax deductible. Go to health.info. That's health and earth require life and through humanity. So it's health.info. The word healthcare, health like healthcare. So h-e-a-l-t-h. .info, and that's a weekly, one-time, monthly donation. You can do them anonymous, or you can leave your name or whatever. You get a receipt, and it's total tax deductible, so you go get that back. That's how the corporations ball out, y'all. They get it back. for your feminine hygiene. Don't forget Miss Tay Bay at queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net and queenkitty.instagram. Don't forget follow me at Bay Suleyman, Suleyman7 at TikTok and Bay Suleyman at Instagram. I thank you. I appreciate y'all for coming all around the globe. Man, keep telling a friend, keep tapping in. Put me in on your link where anytime I come out with something that it poof, pop up it on your phone or whatever and tune in or go back in the archives when you can. I appreciate you. Peace and love, and y'all be safe out there.